Shalom Aleichem, our question today is, where should we put on our tzitzis, our tallis, our tefillin? Should it be at shul or at home when we leave home in order to go to shul? This is actually a topic that we learned in great detail a few years back. Now we're just going to give a quick summary based on what is brought in the Sefer Halacha Sedur. It's all based on the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. So he initially brings in the name of the Zohar that we put on tzitzis, we put on tefillin at home, in order for us to leave our homes already ready to go with our tallis or tzitzis and tefillin on. And that is how we go to shul, ready to go to daven. And it is an inyan gadol. It is a big deal to do that. It's an important, significant mitzvah to put it on at home. And there are actually two issues here. Number one is leaving home with it already ready to go, and getting to shul, entering the shul with it already ready to go. So we'll get back to this point in a little bit. So that's based on the Zohar, it's brought l'halacha. However, if you know you're going to have to go through dirty areas in order to get there, I was actually paying attention on my way to shul this morning, how close I had to pass to garbage cans and the like, and you can walk through the streets and not go very close to garbage cans. You can keep a distance, but if somebody is concerned, they have to go through dirty, really dirty areas, so that it's not proper for the tallis and the tefillin. In that instance, we have a heter, we're lenient, you can put on your tallis and tefillin when you get to shul, but not in the shul itself. It's preferable to put it on outside the shul, so we're fulfilling the second mandate. We said there are two issues. Number one, leaving home with tallis and tefillin, and also entering shul with tallis and tefillin. So if we can't walk to shul because it's filthy on the way, so we're not going to be able to put on tallis and tefillin at home, at a minimum, put them on outside of the shul so you can walk in and feel the second part of it, entering in the shul with tallis and tefillin. And if you can't do that, there's no place outside the shul, there's no chatzar, no courtyard, or it's freezing out, so at a minimum, put your tefillin on at home and cover it up. If it's a dirty path to get to shul, cover it up with your kova, with a hat, with something else, with your hand, and go that way. And continuing additionally, another possibility of being lenient, if you're going to be passing through by non-Jews on the way in the street, so in that instance as well, we can put on the tallis at shul, but it could be that we should still put on the tefillin at home, cover it up the tefillin, put on a hat over it, the shal yad won't be seen, the shal rosh can barely be seen, you put on a hat, and it should not be a problem. So two possibilities of being lenient. Number one, it's going to be filthy on the way, and there we're lenient, put on the tallis and tefillin outside the shul, but you don't have to do it at home. Non-Jews along the way, could be you put on the tallis when you get to shul, but at least the tefillin could very well be that you put it on before you go to shul. Now, somebody who goes to shul very early, somebody who's going, for example, to the Neitz Minyan, and they get to shul even earlier than that, because Mishiyakir is the time that you can put on tallis and tefillin. It's a machlokas when exactly that is. Is it up to an hour before sunrise? There is an opinion that lenient, or is it 55 minutes or 50 minutes? Or 35 minutes, does it depend on the geography and the time of the year and the like? So many permutations, so many components of figuring out this issue. But let's just leave it at a high level. Mishiyakir is the time to put on tallis and tefillin. And somebody goes to shul before that, so the mandate of the Zohar to put on tallis and tefillin at home doesn't apply, because it's not the time to put it on yet. Accordingly, Mishaolech Lebeis HaKnesses Kodem Or HaBoker, somebody who goes to shul before it is time to put on the tefillin, before Mishiyakir Lo Shayech Azharas HaZohar, this mandate of the Zohar to put on tallis and tefillin at home, it's not applicable to Mikomakam Shiyair Hayom Yoser Tov Shiyetzi Lachatzar Beis HaKnesses. Accordingly, you have to put it on in shul, but truth be told, that when it becomes the time of Mishiyakir, it's preferable to walk out of the shul, put on the tallis and tefillin outside the shul, and then, and only then, enter the shul ready to go. So we're still going to fulfill part of the mandate. We're not going to be putting it on at home. We didn't have an obligation to put it. We couldn't put it on yet when we went to shul, because it's not Mishiyakir. Get to shul, we're doing our learning and the like, but when comes the time of Mishiyakir, when we're ready to put on tallis and tefillin, exit the shul, put on tallis and tefillin, and then go back into shul, and we're fulfilling the second part of the mandate, walking into shul with tallis and tefillin on. Have a wonderful day.